And welcome back, dear friends. My name is Serapis Light, and this is the third meditation of level 1, 1C breathing life, breathing exercise. And before we start our exercise, we're going to talk about what breathing is. Perhaps you have heard of the Wim Hof method, which has become very popular in the last 10 years or so, at least in the West. If you've ever attended, let alone practiced yoga, you'll be familiar with something called pranayama. Pranayama, qi, chi, qigong as well. In essence, any practice, even in Reiki, any practice that is dedicated towards bettering your health, your physical health, your physiological health, your mental health, your emotional health, connecting with your spirituality, breathing is an essential aspect, because breathing, just like when you look into nature, is a fundamental aspect of existence. Forests, plants convert energy using oxygen, converting into carbon dioxide. And vice versa, converting carbon dioxide into oxygen. Inhale, exhale, breathing in, breathing out, heartbeat. Now, obviously, with the act of breathing in the human body, our lungs are the main organ, or organs, really, because it is such a vast network. If you look at a depiction of it in image, it looks like a neural network. It is like a brain unto itself. The digestive system, the brain, the lungs, they all have their own consciousness. Every part of your body has its own consciousness, and it's all one big system that intertwines and that co-creates. Your body is really a wonderful manifestation of divinity. What we know as the human body, when it is aligned and in health and energetically pure, sound, and clean, it is a direct reflection of the universe itself. It is like the stars in the night sky that all form certain patterns, meridians, conducting energy with each other, towards each other. And so your lungs are a generator and a transmuter and a transformer of energy. What we call air is a denser manifestation and a more physical representation and awareness of universal energy. And that energy we need to transmute and take in for us to continue drawing breath and breathing life. And if you think about how long can you go without food, how long can you go without liquid, without water? How can you go without breathing? Even if you're extremely, extremely trained and experienced in it, 5, 6, 7 minutes, and you will reach your limits. And even then, the body has to, just like if you would have not eaten, if you would have fasted for a long period of time, you would have to replenish your body. And the same applies for breathing. Which leads us to the number one issue that people have, which is shallow breathing, which is based on fear, which is based on anxiety, which is based on having a short breath because you always find yourself in a state of panic, to whatever degree. Panic starts with anxiety. It's a somatic manifestation of anxiety. Overload leads to panic. Keeping your cool, being Zen, being like the Buddha, requires you to breathe. And to breathe through a situation, no matter how challenging or difficult. To not fall into extreme states of fear. And so, if you haven't done so yet, please close your eyes. For this, I would suggest, unlike most other meditations, it doesn't really matter if you sit up or you lie down, I would suggest very strongly to sit up for this in a lotus position with your legs crossed against the wall, however flexible and mobile you are, sitting on a stool, on a chair, whichever you choose. But sitting up with your spine straight is very crucial for this. And we're going to start breathing in, eyes closed, breathing in through your nose, drawing breath, breathing out through your nose. I'm going to do this 5 times. Two more. Conscious breathing is incredibly important because when you bring, like everything, you bring your breathing into your conscious mind, your conscious existence, you become aware of what you are usually lacking in your breath. It is through the conscious practice of whichever we choose, in this case breathing, of breathing life, that we can then integrate that into what we could call our subconscious, our unconscious. I would simply call it the autonomous consciousness. You don't have to, you integrate it to such a degree that you no longer have to consciously think about it and continuously direct energy towards the process of correct deep breathing. Now, if you are an athlete, to whatever degree you are physically active, you exercise, you're getting your heart rate up, then you will know, depending on the intensity of your exercise, that there's a certain capacity that your lungs can take, that your blood can transport oxygen and other nutrients towards your muscles, towards your tendons, towards your skeletal structure, towards your entire body. Breathing deeply will also expand your mind, which is something that's really obvious with pranayama and yoga and with the Wim Hof method, where you get very lightheaded, especially with the latter. Kundalini breathing, the breath of fire, Kundalini yoga, for those who are familiar with it, an extremely powerful practice. Breathing can change your state of consciousness entirely. You can direct your body's consciousness towards something. You become more resilient, your immune system is more powerful, more resilient, stronger. And the purpose of this meditation is not to give you a specific method for breathing. It is simply to draw your attention towards the importance of breathing and to find and to dedicate yourself towards a proper breathing method, a methodology that works for you. I personally had great success with the Wim Hof method, exposing myself to cold and hot water. Actually, my very first conscious out-of-body experience, if we don't count being a small child, because that's simply different. But the first conscious out-of-body experience I had as an adult was when I lived in Budapest, where there's many thermal baths, and immersing myself in cold water using the Wim Hof method breathing technique, and being underwater for something like 2.5-3 minutes. And whatever works for you, that is what you have to do, like everything in life. And so dedicate yourself towards consciously breathing, just like consciously eating, consciously everything. You need to be able to feel good about what you put in your body, including the air that you breathe. Which is why I've lived in Southeast Asia, I've lived in Saigon, Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. I've briefly been in Delhi, New Delhi, India. I've been in Chiang Mai, Thailand during what they call burning season, which is heavily polluted. I know what it's like to live in a city that is very polluted, that is very negatively charged and does not provide clean air. It will have a massive effect on your health. I had to leave Saigon after a few months because I couldn't take it anymore. And I was not willing to live in permanently AC-filtered air, because that is sterile, that is not energized naturally, that is not, you cannot, if you are in nature, even if you're just in a big park in a city that is somewhat green, and you're in a park, what do they call it, the green lungs of the city, breathing in that air will be completely different from walking in the streets next to lots of cars, which in the West these days has gotten a lot better because of the continuous progress in combustion, or the lack thereof, and a higher awareness for what is known as carbon emissions, pollution, and so on. But my point is, you need to make sure, whatever situation you're in, that you have access to clean air, you have access to clean water, you have access to clean food. And if you are, and I don't really care if you have family or not, because I've heard this argument and excuse so many times, I have kids, I can't leave, I have this job, and so on. How happy you think your children are if they have to breathe that air, and if you're unhealthy and your health deteriorates, and we all know where it leads eventually, some sort of disease that is noticeable and what they call terminal lung cancer, whichever it is, whatever organ is most affected. So it is not optional for you to focus on your health, and that very much begins, one of the absolute pillars and foundations is your breathing, is the air you breathe. And breathing deeply through your gut is very important, because it, again, like the Buddha, signals a state of peace, a state of tranquility, a state of calmness, a state of zen that you don't have when you're short, when your breath is short and you're breathing through the upper 20-30% of your lungs. Smoking, of course, does not help either. Smoking can be a very powerful ritual if applied correctly with natural medicine, most people obviously are not doing that. They are trying to quench and burn their anxiety that they feel in their lungs. So breathe, dear friends, breathe deeply and focus on your health. Make it an absolute priority to be able to access fresh air. Do what it takes to always breathe properly, healthily, clean.